Okay, we're here with Pastor Arvel Duncan of Good Shepherd Baptist Church, and Brother Duncan's been preaching for over 40-some years, been pastoring about 37, 38 years now. And so, Pastor Duncan, can you just tell us, just to give everybody a little short, brief description about yourself, where you grew up, and just about a minute of that.
Well, I was born in Grand, Kentucky, down in East Kentucky, and down the mountains, and grew up down there, right outside of a little town called Olive Hill, Kentucky, but moved away from there after I got married, north for a little while, and back down to Kentucky in 69, was saved in 1973, and I do believe I was called a priest the very day I got saved. I surrendered about 4 months later, and I've been at it ever since. That was in 1974. And God called me to preach, and I preached for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, and helping different churches and things. And then God put me into the pastorate, and I've been there now in my 38th year, and doing the work of the Lord, doing the best I can do with what God gives me to do with. And the Lord's sure been good to me and my family over the years, and I highly recommend anybody to the new birth that comes about with Christ in your life. If you don't have that, you need it.
Amen. So your expertise, your calling is being a pastor of the church. If you would tell the listeners, just give us a couple things about being a pastor down through the years that we should know.
Well, the calling has to come from heaven, or you won't be able to do it. As a matter of fact, you won't want to do it, and if you wanted to do it, you couldn't do it without the Lord. And the Lord's got to be in the calling. He's got to be in the arranging of the ministry that you're about to enter into, and he's got to be the sustainer of it too. And he said without him you can do nothing, and that's so true. And it's all in trying to get people to Christ, get them saved, get them indoctrinated in the Word of God, and build up the nucleus of people, which is called the church, the body of Christ. And that's what I've been at for years, still at it, I've never let up. And that actually is the whole reason behind putting a man into the ministry. That's the Lord's plan.
Amen. Well, we all have great days, and we've had some bad days along the way. I'm sure you could say the same. But if you had to pick out the biggest challenge, or maybe the toughest part of the ministry these last 30-some years, what comes to your mind?
Well, the studying, and I enjoy it, and the putting together messages and lessons. Probably the dealing with people that get out of the will of the Lord and the church, and you get your heart broke a lot of times. Some of them, you think they're doing well, they're not. They get out of church on you, and you try to get them back in. That's the toughest part of the pastorate, I think.
Can you bring up, without calling any names, or anything specific, or a family specifically that may have been in our church, and now they're no longer there, that comes to your mind?
Yeah, and just sure lately. I've had some that do that, and I really had a lot of stock in them. I thought they were going to go great guns for the Lord, but they fooled me. It's the flesh. I know what it is, you know. But those that, a lot of times, most of the time, they haven't gotten saved. They made a false profession, and they don't have Christ. You have to have Christ to be saved in life. And you can't. Absolutely. And the Lord has to teach you. You can't get taught by a man unless you have the Spirit of God in you. And the Bible teaches that. John said that you need that no man teach you but the anointing you have, and that's the Holy Ghost teaches you all things. I think that's the big problem behind it.
Right. Well, if you had to give advice to a younger pastor, younger missionary, or even, let's say this, if you could go back in time and talk to Arvel Duncan 30-some years ago, what's one piece of advice that you would give them?
Be steady in the study of the Word of God daily. Have time set every day, 7 days a week, to study the Word of God and read the Word of God and pray, and to let God lead you and direct you in your messages, and don't follow man, follow the Lord.
Amen. So after pastoring Good Shepherd Baptist Church these many years, what's one idea that comes to your mind, or something that you, like an aha moment that you put together at Good Shepherd Baptist Church, maybe building a building or a ministry that you started? What's one thing that comes to your mind that you've
enjoyed?
Yeah.
Our camp meeting ministry. We started, I've been pastoring about, 81. I've been pastoring about 4 years. When we entered into a camp meeting, we bought some ground, a good sized piece of ground, and built an old fashioned tabernacle. Got an old fashioned type Brush Harbor meeting, and it grew into a big camp meeting, a bigger tabernacle, guest houses, cabins on our campground. And the camp meeting ministry is probably the greatest part of my ministry that we have even right now, and has been for many years, 31 years to be exact.
Wow, that's a long time. What, going into 2018, what are you most excited about this year, and actually in the next 5 to 10 years, what really excites you about pastoring Good Shepherd Baptist Church, if there had to be one thing pop out in your mind?
Well, to watch God work and see what He'd have us to do there on our campground. We do have a 24-acre campground. We've got a lot of ground for different new buildings and different new ministries, and that's exciting to think about that, what God might do within the next 10 years, say.
Amen. Well, tell me this. I know that you haven't been a pastor when you first got saved. You and your wife, Geneva, y'all were working overtime in the ministry. But what was holding you back when God began to speak to you about being a pastor? Tell us about that.
Well, I've seen a lot of things and had to deal with a lot of things with my pastor and things that come up and how people treated him and different things. That's the devil and the flesh. And I really didn't want any part of the pastorate, and God wanted otherwise, and God got it. As always, He gets His way. He did it with me.
Right.
But I was perfectly satisfied helping another pastor, filling in for him, preach every once in a while.
Absolutely.
And just doing what I can do here and there and in the church. I was satisfied completely, but God wasn't. He wanted me to pastor, so pastor I did.
That's it. God got His way.
Yes, He got His way.
And over the years, you've met a lot of pastors, a lot of people at the camp meeting. And so, thinking back over the years, what is the one specific piece of advice that you've received that's helped you the most in the ministry or being a pastor?
Well, I've had several older pastors, preachers. Milford Biddle, for one, told me, just wait on God. God always comes through. He never changes. And so what He's going to do through, He's going to do it. And
Amen.
Regardless of how it gets done, He's going to do it. So just leave it in God's hands and be practical about it and stay steady for the Lord day in, day out, 7 days a week.
Amen. And you may have touched on this already, but what is one daily habit that contributes to your success as a pastor?
Prayer. Prayer. Without it, you can't do anything. But prayer is what gets everything done. Changes things, changes people. Prayer does. Prayer through God has things happen that ordinarily wouldn't happen.
Right.
Prayer through God does.
Amen. So we know as a pastor, as a preacher, you study your Bible, you're in your Bible daily, and that's probably the one book that you'd recommend to all. We know that. But besides the scriptures, what's one book that comes to your mind that you could recommend to our listeners listening today that may be a great benefit to them?
The autobiography of Hudson Taylor, the founder of the Great China Inland Mission back in the 1860s, 70s, 80s. He inspired me. As far as a mortal man, he probably inspired me and through his writings than any other.
Amen.
J. Hudson Taylor.
He's a great missionary.
Oh, boy.
So, just a couple more questions here, but in the daily grind, you know, you're in your Bible daily, you pray daily, you and your wife go to meetings all throughout the year. So in that daily grind, how do you step back sometimes and just kind of reflect on what the Lord's doing in your life and keep God first? What's one thing that you all do as a family?
As a family, our devotion every day, you know.
Okay.
Before we go to bed of evening.
Right.
When I get up in the morning, the first thing I do after I get dressed is I go to my study, get my Bible, and then prayer of the Lord.
Now, I've heard you talk.
That makes a difference right there.
Oh, exactly. I've heard you talk a lot about going to different camp meetings and different jubilees. It seems like that is kind of refreshing and gives you a chance to sit back and relax.
It does, it helps me greatly.
Amen. So, in a parting, as we get ready to end this podcast, could you give our listeners just one parting piece of advice that you would give anybody, maybe young Christian or anybody at our church? What's one parting piece of advice that you'd give all of us that would help us along the way spiritually?
Well, the closer you get to the Lord and stay there, the better off you are. And I don't care what comes up, God will take care of it. He said to draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. And that's the thing we need to realize. The devil's going to cause us trouble, especially a pastor. He'll do everything he can. Anything he can get by with, he'll do it.
Amen.
And hit him off before it does happen. I believe in preventative maintenance.
Amen.
And that works in spiritual things too, as well as in the carnal thing.
Amen.
Preventative maintenance.
Amen. Well, we appreciate all that you told us today. And if people want to get to find you or get in contact with you, obviously they can look up Good Shepherd Baptist Church. And your phone number is 502-321-1139. Is that correct? And so I'm sure a lot of people maybe listen to this, or maybe a lay person listen to this, may want to contact you for some advice. And so we appreciate your time today. And for all of our listeners, this has been a podcast interviewing Pastor Arvel Duncan at Good Shepherd Baptist Church. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and hope you'll tune in next time for another podcast. And we hope you have a great week.